Now, you may remember when this low-carb, high-fat diet gained momentum, endorsed by the likes of celebrities like Kim Kardashian over the years. The ketogenic diet essentially allows you to eat all the meat and nuts you desire while still losing weight. Some claim to find more energy and feel better on the diet. Others say they feel worse. Well, to clear up the varied reactions, we are joined by nutritionist John Miller-Crisp from Naturopath Clinic to discuss. John, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
So, first and foremost, what is the ketogenic diet?
Essentially, it's a high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carbohydrate diet.
Right. And so what are the advantages? Obviously, many are drawn to the fact that you can lose weight easily. What are the key factors that help people lose weight on this diet?
The main problem with SAD diet, which is the standard Australian diet, is that we eat far too much grains and carbohydrate. They're too easy to get, give us plenty of energy, but unfortunately, they also make us fat. The ketogenic diet is trying to reverse that so that you actually have to burn fat, which produces ketones, which gives us energy instead of creating glucose from food.
Right, okay. And so what are some of the disadvantages, though, from this diet?
Initially, there's a couple of things. If you're diabetic or have a serious health issue, you really need to seek professional advice before you start a ketogenic diet. Initially, some people can have a reduction in energy and can feel sort of, they have a thing called the keto flu. So they sort of feel like they're coming down with something. That usually passes fairly quickly. And then energy levels go up, the brain becomes more clear, you start losing weight and things like that.
Okay, so it takes...
There's some of the benefits.
So it takes time then, and it's really for... Would you say for a majority of the population or not so much?
Yes, most people would benefit from a ketogenic diet, with that caveat that they need to be aware of any health concerns they have. One major benefit is that epileptics quite often get major benefits from it, and especially children that have things like Rett syndrome, which is major epileptic seizures. It's been found to a ketogenic diet stops the seizures in a lot of them altogether. And even adults with normal epilepsy will find a benefit from it. So it has a major benefit there. However, like any diet that's for a specific purpose, anyone using it to lose weight really should say, this is not something I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So you get to the point where your diet has got you to the weight you want, and then look at increasing to, say, a Mediterranean diet. Similar, but has a larger variety of foods.
Right, right. Yeah, that was my next question, whether it should be practiced in the long term. I mean... So it's quite revolutionary for those losing weight, but we're not necessarily at the moment where we're going to revise the nutrition pyramid, say.
I think we do need to revise the old pyramid, the one that had the massive amounts of carbohydrate and grains on the bottom, and then dairy, and then slowly went up. It should be a little bit more inverse. Carbohydrate should not be more than around about 2 small servings a day. So we should get a little bit of balance in our diet. We need to get away from this reliance upon wheat and other grains so that they're a small part of our diet, and more whole grains rather than the refined carbohydrate rubbish that we have pushed at us. Unfortunately, they're usually easy to serve. You can always get a sandwich somewhere. You can get a hamburger somewhere. But it's not necessary. The hamburger's okay as long as you throw the bread part away.
Yeah, so convenient everywhere. Pretty hard to escape, actually. I mean, and so you recommend the better grains, more quality grains like rice and that kind
quality
of thing.
Grains, whole grains, but more protein. We need more protein in our diets, and more regularly. So having some protein every meal is a brilliant idea. Don't be scared of fats, because we need fats. Our cell structure is made out of them. Saturated fats, we don't need a huge amount, but they're not that as dangerous as people have thought. Even things like butter are not harmful as long as you have it in moderation. Mm. But the main thing is balance. We need a huge amount and a huge variety of nutrients, and you're not going to get those from the standard diet. Mm. So if you look at a keto diet, it's very high in vegetables, high in protein, high in vegetables, high in fat, low in the refined carbohydrate. So you can get a really good variety of nutrients by being on a keto diet, as long as you make sure that you are having a variety. You can't get stuff from a shelf.
Yeah.
You know, you need stuff that your great-great-great-grandmother would recognize as food.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say, but it's just so easy, John.
Yes, that's right. And we're time poor, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So we have to look at things in balance, but at the same time, if you want to stay healthy and have healthy children, then you need to give nutrition, not just calories.
Mm, okay, but you do recommend people seek advice before jumping onto the diet?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, John, thank you so much for your time on the show today and shedding some light on this. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.